This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, we mentioned yesterday, we're sharing a message given at Hope United Methodist Church in Dayton, Ohio. I was invited to speak there on the subject of servanthood. We're continuing the reading of Philippians 2. God bless you as you listen.
But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not only look to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Here's the lyrical passage that Barclay was referencing. Your attitude should be that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. He didn't obsess over it, but he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself. Would you underline that in your spirit? He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Now here's the paradox. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, that's your knee and my knee, shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. I want to talk to you about servanthood in a way that maybe you've never thought about. I'm going to begin with a story that's a powerful story for me. It's told by Carolyn McInnes. I think that's either Irish or Scottish name. Carolyn McInnes. If your kids ever wonder, she says, what does God look like? Send them to me. I've seen his hands. I've seen them all my life on an Iowa couple named George and Ruth. Before I could even read, I watched those hands empty bedpans, prepare sponge baths, and feed Ruth's elderly mother. During my teen years, after a drunk driver demolished our car with our entire family in it, I watched those hands build a mini hospital in our living room. You get the picture, out in the country. And George and Ruth built a mini hospital in this family's living room and so they could take care of the whole family. They made meals, washed sheets, scrubbed dishes, and administered medication for months. In the 61 years of George and Ruth's marriage, those hands delivered meals to shut-ins, scraped plates at church functions, and hugged strangers in nursing homes. Today, George is 91, Ruth is 86. But they don't seem to notice. Those hands still fold bulletins, stuff envelopes for church mailings, and squeeze the shoulders of neighbors in their assisted living apartments. George and Ruth, listen to this. I smiled when I read this. They haven't ended world hunger. They haven't stopped war in the Middle East. They haven't cured AIDS. They just see needs and quietly, tenderly meet them. My grandparents put flesh and bone to God's great love. And I read all of that. I do this often. I read you the whole story just to read you the last line. Those hands not only changed who I was, they changed who I want to be. Those hands not only changed who I was, but they changed who I want to be. I want to ask you a question. Is there anything you do that changes the way people think about themselves? Is there anything that you do that makes a young man or a young woman want to be something other than they are? I want to be like him. I want to be like her. Because you know why? Because they're a servant. You will have more authority, more influence as a servant of people than anything else. I know many people, even in this room, don't believe that, but it's true.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.